111. The root cause of wrongdoing is ignorance, and we must therefore hold fast to the tools of perception and knowledge. Good character must be taught. Light must be spread afar so that in the school of humanity all may acquire the heavenly characteristics of the Spirit and see for themselves beyond any doubt that there is no fiercer hell, no more fiery abyss than to possess a character that is evil and unsound, no more darksome pit nor loathsome torment than to show forth qualities which deserve to be condemned. The individual must be educated to such a high degree that he would rather have his throat cut than tell a lie, and would think it easier to be slashed with a sword or pierced with a spear than to utter calumny or be carried away by wrath. Thus will be kindled the sense of human dignity and pride, to burn away the repinks of lustful appetites. Then will each one of God's beloved shine out as a bright moon with qualities of the Spirit, and the relationship of each to the sacred threshold of his Lord will not be illusory, but sound and real, will be as the very foundation of the building, not some embellishment on its facade. It followeth that the children's school must be a place of utmost discipline and order, that instruction must be thorough and provision must be made for the rectification and refinement of character, so that in his earliest years, within the very essence of the child, the divine foundation will be laid and the structure of holiness raised up. Know that this matter of instruction, of character rectification and refinement, of heartening and encouraging the child, is of the utmost importance, for such are basic principles of God. Thus, if God will, out of these spiritual schools, illumined children will arise, adorned with all the fairest virtues of humankind, and will shed their light not only across Persia, but around the world. It is extremely difficult to teach the individual and refine his character once puberty is past. By then, as experience hath shown, even if every effort be exerted to modify some tendency of his, it all availeth nothing. He may perhaps improve somewhat today, but let a few days pass, and he forgetteth, and turneth backward to his habitual condition and accustomed ways. Therefore, it is in early childhood that a firm foundation must be laid. While the branch is green and tender, it can easily be made straight. Our meaning is that qualities of the Spirit are the basic and divine foundation and adorn the true essence of man, and knowledge is the cause of human progress. The beloved of God must attach great importance to this matter and carry it forward with enthusiasm and zeal.